Okay, we're back. It's another Tuesday, which means another Q&A episode. And Chase is back. He did the Q&A with me last week, but he was over and we were working on some other things. So I was like, hey, I'm about to record Q&A. You want to come do it with me again? So
I'm the question guy.
I didn't even really ask if you... Well, I guess I did, but I didn't really give you a choice.
Yeah, you're like, we're going to go do this right now.
Let's go record the Q&A because I just don't like sitting here talking to myself sometimes, but I guess I should get used to it. And just so you know what we're sipping on, again, not sponsored, but
should be.
We are both sipping on orange Zevias. And Chase said when he grabbed it out of my fridge that he can't even keep them in his house because he'll drink them all. I can limit myself to one a day because I feel like they're pretty sweet. And it's sweetened with stevia, so there's no sugar, but
I don't even want one a day.
I've been sipping. I'll open it, take a few sips, and put it back in the fridge. Like, this has been open for 5 hours, but I've been putting it in and out of the fridge.
That's pretty good.
That's how I guess.
I try to drink a lot of water, like an obnoxious amount of water, and I just know if I keep them in my fridge,
You're going to drink that instead of water. Oh, sure. And water is so important, which I thought I would also start off with an awesome email tip. Like, I'm going to go through question emails that we got, but this one is from Janelle, and just wanted to say thank you, Janelle. And I don't have a Costco membership, but this is making me want to go get one. She said, hey, Amy, I'm a huge fan of the show and your podcast. Just letting you know, you're an inspiration to me. Love the four things. I never miss an episode. Just thought I would share this amazing deal I found over the weekend. I've been using Vital Proteins Collagen for years. I usually buy it at Whole Foods, 20 ounces for $49.99. And I recently found a larger tub at Costco, 24 ounces for $29.99. I cannot believe this deal. Just thought I would share. Have a fantastic day. So shout out, Janelle. Awesome. And again, I don't have a Costco membership, but I might get one, really, because of a lot of deals. Like, they have, you can buy a tub of Nutella, like a bucket of Nutella. Not that I would, but I do find that intriguing. Do you not?
I mean, yeah, but what would you do with a bucket of Nutella?
I don't know. Buy it for someone as their birthday present.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Here's a tub of Nutella, just to be funny. Because I feel like that would be kind of fun to have for a little bit, at least. Definitely not healthy. But I mean, maybe you could sprinkle some collagen peptides inside. Make it better. I don't know. But I love when y'all send us tips like that. So I thought I would share that to y'all in case any of you listening happen to have a Costco membership and you want to try out Vital Proteins. If you don't, but you still want to try out Vital Proteins, it is on my Amazon page, which all can be accessed at radioamy.com. That's the easy way to get to everything. And then where are we on how I'm going to be blogging on there? Because I am going to start blogging. There are some blogs already up.
Well, and your goal, you said last week, is to try and put one up once a week.
Yeah.
Especially with episodes on the podcast.
So on Thursday, we did the Trisha Yearwood one, but it just kind of coincided with that interview, which I will say, I got the most amazing positive feedback from that, and that just meant the world to me because I love that y'all loved it. And a lot of you that have been listening to every episode said that was your favorite one. And so that was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's my favorite by far.
Oh, wow. You too.
Yeah, I loved it. Okay. But I think with your blog, your goal, you know, the Trisha conversation was filled with a little bit more wisdom. But sometimes you have episodes where you have things, tips and tricks, and it's going to be an easy way.
Oh, like this week I have a trick and a hack coming up
through
on
Check
Thursday.
Out the blog.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I have a food, a snack recommendation on Thursday. So we could just, which my interview on Thursday is going to be with Jeremy Cowart, who is amazing. Like, he's an awesome photographer, but just has the biggest heart. He's adopted from Haiti. He's so passionate. My sister saw him speak in Chicago several years ago, and I remember her emailing me right away, do you know who this guy is? He lives in Nashville. And I didn't, but then I got to know him just online, really. And he's working on this thing called the Passion Hotel, and he has these photo projects. I feel like he's so inspiring and amazing. I'm probably going to have him on. Full transparency, it's Tuesday. You're listening to this on Tuesday. I'm interviewing him Wednesday. It'll go up on Thursday, but I think I'll probably do three segments with him that'll spread out over 3 weeks because I just feel like there's so much to be inspired by when it comes to him.
Yeah, a lot of cool things.
Right. So that's coming up on Thursday. But I mean, yeah, so blog-wise, I guess I could put links to the food that I'm going to recommend, the hack, like where I found it. I don't know. Okay.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. So let's get into the questions.
First one is from Macy. Hi, Amy. I noticed on your Amazon page you have a foam roller, and I follow Erin Opria on Instagram, and I know she talks about the benefits of foam rolling as well. Do you mind talking about how you incorporate this into your workout routine?
Okay, so I love foam rolling. Like, I love it. My only problem is I don't do it all the time. Like, I don't, and when I do it, I'm like, why am I not doing this every day? Because first of all, especially if you're working out, you do need to be doing it every day. And every day, if I'm having a knee problem or a hamstring problem or something, Erin's like, well, did you foam roll? And I'm like, no. So then I bust it out and I get down on the ground and I start working it, and it feels so good. Like, it's amazing. So highly recommend it. So first of all, it's going to prevent injury. It definitely helps me in my knee and my hamstring and all the issues I have there, even my lower back, because I really feel like the actual problem is in my hamstring, and it helps you recover faster. It just helps break up any of that stuff that's going on. And oh man, sometimes it's painful though. I'm not going to lie, but it's that feel so good pain.
Good pain.
You're like, this hurts so bad, but it feels so good. It can break up scar tissue. So when you foam roll, you've got to make sure you put targeted pressure on your fascia, because that is where you'll like feel the trigger points. And then when you feel the pain, like things are releasing. Which, speaking of fascia, did you know I got a fascia blaster? Do you even know what that is?
There was something on your counter like Friday night. Yes, when I, okay. Is that it?
Yeah. So that is it. Ashley Black, she's like this cellulite queen or something. And she sells this thing called the fascia blaster. Now, 2 years ago, I had bought the generic one because I heard there's really no difference. And I paid like, I don't know, $12.99 or something for it on Amazon. And I got it and I did it once and it bruised the heck out of me. And then I forgot about it because I was like, oh, this is so much work. Like, I don't really want to do it. But it's supposed to help get rid of cellulite. So then I got a new swimsuit the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like my cellulite is 10 times worse than it was last year. So I get online and I'm just Googling. I'm like, or I don't know, actually, I think my phone heard me say, oh my gosh, my cellulite is 10 times worse. And then next thing you know, I have like some ad for the fascia blaster.
It works.
It works. So I click on it and then I just went to Amazon and I ordered the legit real deal. And it's not as cheap as the cheapo one, but I was like, well, this, I can talk about this, which this isn't really where I plan on talking about it, because I want to actually do it and give y'all a full review. But this is just me, since I, you know, said the word fascia, it made me think of the fascia blaster. But I was like, well, I can technically write this purchase off for work because I'm buying it to talk about it on my podcast. Yes.
I follow you.
Thank you very much.
It works.
So I justified the purchase and I even ordered her book, and I'm flipping through and I'm learning all about fascia and cellulite and why some people have it, why don't. But 80% of women have some form of cellulite, and there's like, Ashley Black has categorized like four different kinds. There's like the gummy bear cellulite and the car wreck cellulite and the, I don't even know. There's like other ones, but clearly I haven't read the whole thing yet, y'all. Like, I just got it in, so I haven't had that much experience with it, but I did do a pass. Like, I did some exercises on my legs and like did the thing, and I do have some minor bruising, but I don't think I did it hard enough, because I feel like my legs should have been way more bruised, because that's the thing. It's supposed to bruise. I mean, not everybody, but I bruise so easily that if anything says that you might get a bruise, like, I'm for sure gonna get a bruise, you know? Like, if I just even think about bumping into the corner of the coffee table, like, I'm going to have a bruise. Like, that's how easily I bruise. So I will keep y'all posted. If any of you have tried the fascia blaster from Ashley Black, like, please email me. I'm so intrigued by this. And I'm like, if it really did work though, like, wouldn't everybody be using it that has any form of cellulite, which is like basically 80% of women listening, and probably men too. But women, our skin elasticity and our muscle fiber situation, at least in those books, says that men and women, we have different buildups. So that's why more women have it than men. But anyway, please, please, please hit me up, because I have got to know if you tried it and if it works, because the before and after pictures are amazing. But then I don't know if they're doctored or if they're real. No. You don't know. Okay.
So, I learned so much on this podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So where am I? Oh, foam rolling. Ooh, another thing Ashley Black says in the book is after you fascia blast with her blaster thingy, you should foam roll. Hmm. So there's another all use for foam roller, which, you know, there's different kinds. Like, make sure you look for the level. There's like, I wouldn't get a soft one. Like, don't even waste your time. Like, medium or hard is what I would get. I'd order both, maybe for days that you need a little bit and then days that you really need to get after it, because I feel like if you're really going to get into it, get both. Another benefit of foam rolling it improves mobility and flexibility. So if you're looking for that, like range of motion, mm-hmm. that's always helpful. And yeah, I just think that it's helpful. It's cheaper than a massage too, because you know, we talk about how massages are so amazing, and this is a way to like self-massage your muscles and some that you wouldn't really be able to reach, you know?
And I'd say if you're going to order one, go ahead and order the larger one, because there are several exercises.
Oh, like longer?
Yeah. Because you can lay your spine on it and do other things that are super mm-hmm. beneficial. So if you're just going to go with one,
I know.
I'd definitely get the bigger one.
Yeah. She said she noticed one on my Amazon page. I need to make sure which size I have on there, because I have a couple of different ones, so I don't know which one I have on there. But I'll make sure and research the right one and have that updated. RadioEmmy.com, again, to find that. So next question.
All right, this one's from Natalie. Where can I find that adorable star necklace that I see you wearing in Instagram stories? I know you did a swipe up one day, but I didn't have time to look that day, and then the story expired. So where can I get it?
Okay, so that is our super cute limited edition. Well, it was super limited edition, but then we ended up ordering more because so many people wanted them, and now we just kind of keep it there. But I don't know the next time we sell out if we'll order more, but it's our Espoir star necklace. So yeah, another little shameless plug here, but I do get questions about it all the time, so I thought I would address it. And again, Espoir stuff can be found at RadioEmmy.com, but the chain is adjustable, and that's what I love about it. So you can wear it as a choker or a little bit looser. It's great for layering. You don't have to wear it alone, but you can get other little gold necklaces. It's a 14-karat gold fill, and it's got 3-star charms. And it's made in partnership with Able, the company that's based out of Nashville. And the women that are making it have transitioned out of the homeless lifestyle. And so it has a local impact with that here in Nashville, but also a global impact, because anything we sell Espoir supports spreading hope in Haiti. So yeah, you can feel good about your purchase and like double good because of the local and the global. So yeah, there you go, Natalie. I love it. I wear it like every day. If I'm not wearing it, it's because I'm wearing something silver or it just didn't go with my outfit. Boom.
All right, this one's from Casey. Hey, Amy, huge fan of both the podcast and of you. Love what you're doing. I loved your episode with Trisha Yearwood, and it got me wondering what your favorite interview or most memorable interview was that you've done. Keep doing great things.
Ooh, man, most memorable. That's hard. But I do remember my very first interview, radio interview all by myself, where Bobby let me take the reins. It was just me and Nick Lachey.
Oh, man. Was that the Jessica Simpson
from
era?
98 Degrees, married to Jessica Simpson. Yeah. And obviously was a fan, but I wish I could find the audio from that interview, because I'm sure I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I still don't, let's be honest. But yeah, Nick Lachey was my first. But I would say my most memorable, man, I loved when I got to interview George Strait, just because he's my favorite of all time. He's the king, and I love him. He's so awesome. Amy Grant came in once and I geeked out. She's the first concert I ever went to ever. Like, she's so great. Country artists are just amazing. And I will say, because we worked in pop, like top 40 music for a long time before transitioning to country, and it's two different worlds. Like, pop people, great. Music's awesome. Some of them are cool. Not going to name names because some are not cool. Like, just not that cool. And then we weren't that cool of a show. So maybe that's why we didn't get, like, the time of the day with some people. But I just feel like the vibe was not as nice. And over here in country, everyone is so nice. Like Luke Bryan, superstar, so nice. Little Big Town, superstars, consistently nice. You know, just like people, Blake Shelton, superstar, so nice. Garth Brooks, biggest of the big.
Biggest star.
So nice. And then like, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, I wonder, I mean, are these people like really nice? But then some of them we run into them at the grocery store and still nice.
Yep.
So, and then when you see them as much as we do and it's so consistent, it's just like, it's real.
They're normal.
They're, stars are just like us.
They go through the drive through.
So, but to answer your question specifically, I'm going to stick with George Strait. And I know that we've got some other good ones. Man, there was one time I had to do a Carrie Underwood interview by myself because Bobby couldn't be there for whatever reason. And I can't remember. I could tell her people maybe were like, oh, shoot, like, where's Bobby? And again, it was just a scheduling conflict. Like, he would have been there, but we needed it for something, like, super important. I don't know if it's the show or for what. Like, I really don't even remember the circumstances around it. But I asked her the questions, and then later we dubbed Bobby in. So it was like this. Oh, I kind of was, like, freaking out about getting to interview Carrie Underwood all by myself. But then they didn't even really use my parts. So that was cool. You know, good times, good times. But, you know, I would just say, like, gosh, some of the most talented people we've had in before. One time Little Big Town brought in Pharrell, and we were, like, all freaking out because it was just so cool. And then when we worked in pop, the most amazing performance I've seen in an interview we did was Bruno Mars. And he did this, like, Michael Jackson. Ooh, sorry. Feel we're bringing Michael Jackson up these days. It's like you can't even talk about him anymore. But he did this, like, Michael Jackson medley.
Yeah.
And it was insane. Like, Bruno Mars's voice was, like, it might be one of the best live performances I've ever heard.
He's pretty epic.
Yeah, he is. Moving on. Next question.
All right, this one's from Crystal. In many of your podcast episodes, you discuss beauty tips. So I have a question that you can hopefully help me with. I have the thinnest, flimsiest, weakest nails on planet Earth. I swear sometimes I just look at them and they break. Luckily, my nails grow fairly quickly, but they are extremely weak. I've tried... Ooh.
I don't even know how to say that either.
She's
don't worry about it.
Tried something.
Like a nail straightening.
Yeah, it's a polish. And hard as Hoover's nail curves.
Hooves. Can you
that
read?
That threw me off.
Hard as hooves.
I like can't even guess some of this.
Like a hooved animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like horses.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I just started using the nail cream, so maybe that will work out. Just in case, though, I was hoping you could share some tips with me. So what are some of your tips or tricks for thick, strong nails?
Okay. So I think like 2 weeks ago or so, maybe three, I came on here. It was either in the Q&A or the regular Four Things episode. Like, gushing about my new dipped nails because I had never gotten nail dip before. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got dipped nails. Like, I love them. I did like a coat of Funny Bunny with a coat of Bubble Bath on top, like dip. It was amazing. I now take back anything I ever said about dip because it was more difficult to get off than gel, in my opinion, which gel is so bad for you. And whenever I get it, it's because I have multiple work things coming up and I just need my nails to consistently look good. And with gel, that's what happens. Same thing with dip, now I know. And it's like never coming off, which was cool that I had really good looking nails for almost 4 weeks. But when it came to, look at my nails right now. Look at them. Do you see the ridges and the how rough they look, the texture? Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Are you? No, I put a coat of clear polish over, that's why. But if I were to take that off, look. You're not.
I mean, I'm so bad at these conversations.
Your eyes, yeah. You're okay. Just trust me.
They look clean.
Okay. Yes, they're clean because I just had them removed and I had to soak my hand in acetone, which is not good. Like, if you're trying to strengthen your nails, just make sure you're avoiding gel polishes, like acrylic nail glue, acetone soaks. I've done all this. And when I get it removed, I notice my nails are significantly weaker. Now, they do strengthen up. I'm lucky, like, mine aren't that flimsy. Like, I feel like they strengthen up quickly, but avoid those, first of all. And don't trim your cuticles. That's another tip. Like if you want to push them back with a wooden stick, like a manicurist would do, then you're not damaging them, but just don't trim them. And then I think a big thing when it comes to healthy nails is your diet. And so here are some foods that are going to help you out. Like blueberries, for example, they're full of antioxidants that can help protect your body's cells from free radical damage. So incorporate stuff like that. Dark leafy greens, they provide the iron you need for nail strength. Magnesium-rich almonds, they're great for your nails. Fish oil, vitamin D, plenty of coconut oil, stuff like that. And I know I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but vital proteins, collagen peptides, those are good for your hair, skin, and nails. Like I have noticed a huge difference since I started incorporating that. Like my nails grow like weeds because of that stuff. And I can tell I've taken breaks where I've been on vacation and haven't taken it with me, or I've run out and I haven't ordered more or whatever. And boom, when I get back to it, I'm like, okay, wow, out of control. So, okay, I guess that's where we'll wrap it today, unless you have any nail tips.
Me?
Yeah.
Like, no, I just trim mine.
Trim them. I try to get Ben to go, my husband, to get manicures and pedicures with me, and he like won't go.
Yeah, that's probably not.
Have you ever had one?
Nope.
As a guy?
Nope.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy.
I'm not saying there is. I just have never. That's probably not something I'd spend my time or money on.
He should. I wish he would go with me, but honestly, I feel like if he went, like the nail person might be freaked out by one of his foots because he picked something up in Afghanistan at one point in time, like some sort of fungus situation, and his toes are kind of gross. They're not, it's weird. It's all white. Like they're clean, but something's off. And we've tried tea tree oil. I've tried doctor gels and creams, and I don't know what is happening, but it is.
I appreciate this podcast is real life.
Right. Yes. This is real life. And poor Ben's not here to defend himself, but he knows. Like I've talked about this Afghanistan foot fungus for years.
So what benefit would it be for him?
Well, no, I mean, pedicures are just good. Okay. And it could help. Like they do a lot of things. Like plus it's just a fun thing to go do with me because I want to go do it and we can go do it together. And you know, just having clean nails and feet. It's all good.
I thought it was a beauty thing.
Well, it is. It's like a treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sister and I like to go together. We have this place in Austin that my mom used to always go. And so when we're back in Austin together, we try to make an appointment there and the same lady that works there, like she remembers our mom and she's like, oh,
that's cool.
Like y'all just look just, and we go and we sit together and we get them done. So it can be like a thing like that, like a little memory or a treat. But I think it's something that Ben needs to get over and I'm going to have him do. In fact, when we get off this, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make him go get a pedicure with me. That's going to happen. Yeah, okay.
We'll
so make sure you're listening on Thursday for the interview with Jeremy and all the other things that we teased because it's going to be awesome. Tell your friends about it. Download, subscribe, write a review. Right now I'm rambling, so you might write in the review like, oh, sometimes she rambles too much. So I'm going to stop. Goodbye.